Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. New year, new decade. Be future ready with Zurich, the power behind your pension.
As you travel home this evening, you may notice that drivers of certain types of cars appear to be more selfish and aggressive than everyone else on the road. And according to new research from the University of Helsinki, you're not imagining it. Drivers of BMWs and Audis really are more aggressive than other drivers on the road. The study looked at the types of people who are drawn to luxury brand vehicles and if they're more likely to break the rules of the road. I'm joined by Ian Robertson, Emeritus Professor of Psychology at Trinity College Dublin. Ian, you've read this study. Were they just confirming their own prejudices, or is this methodologically robust?
No, it's a very robust study, well conducted in Finland, and they took a sample of the population, a representative, and they gave them a personality test, and the famous five-factor personality test, and then cross-referenced that to the cars they drove, and they found that men who had a feature of being a disagreeable personality were more likely to drive these high-status cars, but also more conscientious people were also more likely to drive the high-status cars. And they set this explanation against a much older finding, which has been very well replicated, which is that people of higher-status cars, who presumably because they're wealthy, more often break the rules, break the traffic rules, behave inconsiderately as drivers, and that's thought to be because of the corrupting effects of wealth in certain types of people.
So does the reverse also follow then? If you drive a very modest old banger, are you more likely to be a much more considerate driver?
Not necessarily, but statistically, yes. Because in the dominance in the dominance hierarchy that is our roads, you have a lower status car and you're do not feel the sense of power and entitlement that comes from driving a higher status car and from the wealth that's associated with that. And so, yes, you're more likely to behave in a considerate way. Statistically speaking, there are many exceptions to this, to other people on the road.
You said that men with disagreeable personalities were drawn to these cars. What about female BMW and Audi drivers?
Well, in this particular study, they did not show that personality profile, that relationship. However, in other studies that have been done in the United States, where they looked at just looking at cars, the likelihood of them running in front of pedestrians, of behaving inconsiderately and against the rules of the road, they were a mixture of female and male drivers, and there didn't seem to be a gender factor in that. So it's not that females are immune to the, if you like, this effect, but certainly that personality linkage doesn't apply to women.
And does the study say what it is that these personality types think that purchasing a Mercedes or a BMW says about their character?
Well, in terms of the disagreeable people, both the conscientious and the disagreeable people are, as we all are, concerned with status. The disagreeable ones are more likely keen on flaunting their status, if you like. The theory the authors put forward for the conscientious people is that they want to reflect their ideal self in the status of the car. Personally, I think that the previous research is a more convincing explanation for the behavior, well-documented, greater level of bad behavior, the higher the status of the car. That's very well documented in the research. I think the empowering effects and of wealth on people's brains is a better explanation than the personality one, although this is an interesting study.
It's not by any chance just applicable to Finnish people, or do you believe that it has wider application than that?
No. The studies have been done in a number of countries. People of higher social class, people who are wealthy, who have materialist values. It's not that wealth makes you by itself behave badly. It doesn't. But wealth combined with materialist values, having central materialist values. That is a toxic combination that tends to make you rather self-important, narcissistic, feel that the rules apply to other people and not to you, and to be, therefore to behave badly.
I feel the need to get you to make a full disclosure here. What do you drive yourself?
I have a 13-year-old battered two-door Mercedes, I confess. And I'm very conscientious.
So does that put, it being a Mercedes, though, does that put you in the two personality types?
You'll have to ask my colleagues about my agreeableness.
Professor Ian Robertson, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.